He is Luke Wilson, longtime NFL tight end. He was in Seattle for a long time, and he's just signed with the Detroit Lions, and he checks back into overdrive now. Congrats on the new deal. Thanks for doing this, Luke.
Thanks for having me, guys.
So take us through your relationship with Matt Stafford. As you roll in and now he's your quarterback, how quickly do you want to get on the same page with him and make sure you're in his good books?
I mean, as fast as possible as far as the good book thing goes. You know, for me, it's obviously going to be a learning experience, kind of learning the offense, learning what he's looking for. And he's going to have a little bit of a learning experience with me as well, but I'm looking forward to officially meeting him in person and getting to work.
He's got a different style than Russell Wilson, but Wilson, I mean, he could throw it, but Stafford's got a bomb of an arm. I mean, is it a situation where when you're talking with different teams or you're trying to decide on where you want to sign and where you want to play, how often did you consider who the quarterback was going to be?
Yeah, it's definitely a factor that plays into it. There's free agency's a weird ordeal. It's kind of a very fluid situation. There's a million factors, but that is definitely something I'm looking forward to playing with a quarterback who can throw the ball like Matt has and will continue to do. It's going to be pretty special.
So you leave Seattle. You were there for 5 years, went to a Super Bowl, very comfortable. They gave you your first chance, and you took advantage of it. How difficult has this process been for you, knowing that you're moving on from the only team and only town you've been familiar with in the NFL?
You know, it's been a bit sad, to be honest with you. Like you said, 5 years is a long time. At least it feels like a long time. A team that drafted me right out of college. Not just for me personally, but to see the kind of team, you know, what's happened this offseason with that. You know, obviously things have been disbanding. It's been tough because, you know, you have a lot of personal relationships, a lot of, you know, friends, not just even teammates, just around the building, stuff like that. So it's been tough in that sense, but I'm excited to be back home here in Detroit and go from there.
What was your experience with Pete Carroll like? There's a lot of different stories, and there's been documentaries over the years about his coaching style and how he wants to motivate his players and bring different people in to meet the players or do whatever. What are you going to take away from that experience with him?
Honestly, I thought it was my time there has been nothing short of unbelievable. I have a ton of respect for Pete Carroll. I love the way he coaches. I had an absolute blast playing for him. You know, I shot him a message the other day. I can't thank him enough. He's really, you know, affected my life in a positive way, both on the field and off. And again, we had some great teams the last few years, and a lot of that's been because of him and his attitude.
Well, you know, Luke, you played in the Super Bowl against the Patriots. We all know what ended up happening at the end of that game. But Matt Patricia, the defensive coordinator, is now the new head coach in Detroit. What was his, you know, message, recruitment influence on you choosing Detroit?
You know, I met with him on one of the visits, and after speaking with him, I was very excited just because, you know, I could tell he's, you know, laid back in the conversation, but really straightforward. I was a straight shooter and just about business and the way he approaches the game after the short conversation I've had with him was something that I was really excited to be a part of. I think he's going to completely change the culture around Detroit, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
We're chatting with NFL tight end Luke Wilson. He just signed in Detroit.
You just mentioned a visit. What happens in these visits? Like, what kind of promises are made? Because I talk to players, and they're like, I was told this, and I was told that, and it never really happened. Is the visit, we really like you, we want you to be here, or is it, we're going to give you this, this, and that, or is it just, you come here, you be a soldier, and be one of us?
You know, if it was, if there were promises made, I would have felt pretty uncomfortable.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a promise in this game, or a guarantee. What happens 1 week can change the next, just like free agency. You know, one day, I think I'm going here. Next day, I think I'm going there. So I just would have known that there'd be a lot of BS in that sense. So there are no promises made on these free agent trips. It's kind of they get to feel you out. You got to get to feel them out a little bit. Check out the facility, do a physical, and then kind of head on your way. But, you know, there was none of that No, nothing was promised to me. Let's put it that way.
Do you think, Luke, too, that like the environment you're in Seattle, I mean, it's about earn your place every single play, really, essentially. If you're good, you keep your spot. If you're not, there's somebody competing, and everybody's straight up about it. Does that help you just kind of separate the wheat from the chaff in case any of this kind of false promises and empty promises, maybe a better word, come up?
You know what? One thing Pete always preached was, you know, go day by day, and every day is an opportunity to get better. I know it's cliche, but that's kind of how you think, even every game. And honestly, that's kind of how I'm approaching my everyday life now, and I approach the Detroit situation. I've got a great opportunity, what my role will be or anything like that. My role is to help win games. That's the only thing I'm going there to do. And I'm going to go in there, you know, work my tail off, do everything that's asked of me, and go from there.
With Luke Wilson, NFL tight end, he just signed with Detroit, coming off 5 years in Seattle. Some news out of the NFL the past couple of days pertaining to the catch rule, and it's been such a hot topic in the NFL for years now. What is a catch? What isn't a catch? What the review process is all about. In the NFL, they're trying to clean it up, but as a player who's on the receiving end of this a lot, how have you felt about the way the NFL has defined a catch, and where would you like to see them take it?
You know, it's a tough situation. I think I'd really enjoy it if it was more, black and white. I think it's kind of been muddied up a little bit too much. But to be honest with you, I haven't really followed what the new rulings would be or anything like that. Usually during OTAs, some refs will come in or somebody on the team will go over exactly what the new rule changes are. But the bottom line is, you know, if the ball comes over, I got to catch it. So that's pretty much it. You know, I'll let the refs decide the rest.
Yeah, no, that's probably the right mentality to have. Well, congrats on the new deal. You're a lot closer to home. I know a lot of people in Eastern Canada, throughout the country, are going to be tracking what happens with you in Detroit. So good luck with that, and thank you for doing this.
All right, appreciate that. Thank you, guys.
There's Luke Wilson from Ontario, Canadian, tight end, long time in Seattle, now signs a one-year deal with Detroit. And Matt Patricia, big part of that program now. He's going to try to bring that New England culture to Detroit.
And Luke Wilson, come in with that attitude from Seattle. I mean, successful player from a successful organization. And
yep.
A successful defensive coordinator from a highly successful, hey, that's what you got
to
do.
It's always fascinating when the assistant coach that's been dying to become the head coach finally gets the opportunity. Because if it sucks right away, there's generally not another one.
At the very least, you take another step back and you go back to being a coordinator maybe for quite some time.
Ron Rolston's not getting a coaching job anytime soon.